Wednesday, November the 28th, 1990, I'm in the Redbird shoe store, and I'm talking with Lafayette Johnson. Okay, Lafayette, will you tell us when you were born and where?
On March 17th, 1936, Creektown, Richfield Plain.
Okay, can you tell me anything at all about your mother?
My mother was raised in Creek County.
And what is her name?
Annabelle Whitmer.
Can you tell me anything about your grandparents?
My grandmother, they was a farmer.
Where did they farm, Lafayette?
We farmed here in Bristow.
Northeast, south?
East of Bristow.
East of Bristow. And how many children were there in your family?
It was six.
And where were you in the family? Were you the oldest?
Next
to the oldest. Can you tell me anything that your mother and father did while you were out in the country that was of particular interest? What did they farm?
We farmed cotton.
Did you own your own land?
No, we farmed sharecropping.
You were sharecropping. Do you remember any things that your mother told you particular about when she was a little girl or your grandmother? Can you remember anything?
Well, one thing they told me always be honest. They'll speak the truth.
Okay, how did they travel? How did your mother travel? Did you all have a car?
Or? Well, we traveled wagon.
Wagon?
Wall.
Did you have any horses?
Yeah.
What else did you grow besides cotton?
We grew high gear, corn. Vegan crops, you know, and garden.
Can you tell me whether your grandparents or anybody in your family was involved in any war? Can you remember any stories of the Civil War or World War One?
No, I had uncles in World War II.
In World War II. When your mother had her children, do you remember? Did he have a midwife or?
I had a midwife. He was a midwife that birthed me.
You had a midwife that birthed you.
Yes.
Did you ever help with any of the births of any of
the
children? Did your mother ever go to the hospital for any of them?
I don't remember.
You don't remember. Do you remember anything? Did she ever tell you anything about the early slave days, Lafayette?
No, my mother wasn't in slave.
He was not enough.
No, I think so. My great grandparents were.
You don't remember where they were?
No, I think they were great around Paris, Texas.
Okay. Do you remember where you went to school, Lafayette?
Lincoln High.
At Lincoln High. Can you tell me what it was like at Lincoln High? How many years did you go?
12 years.
What, 12 years? Can you tell me what it was like?
It was a great school.
It was a great school. Can you remember a special teacher you had?
Well, Mr. Franklin.
Mr. Franklin. Can you tell us any kind of memories about him?
Well, he does history feet.
He was your history.
And he was a basketball coach. Lincoln and I long time.
What kind of discipline did you have at the school?
Very strict.
Did you ever get a spanking?
Yeah, I can tell you a guy from D.
Who's?
W.M. Witts.
Oh, and what did you do, Lafayette, have to get a spanking?
Well, I just misobeyed orders.
What did you use in school? Did you have to buy your own books?
Well, we had to buy our own workbook.
And your old pencils and paper,
yeah.
Thing like that. Can you tell me what subjects you studied in school at any time that were important to you?
History.
That was your favorite one. When you finished high school, Lafayette, what did you do?
Well, I went to work scout here. And then I went to Open Mall to take a few spare.
Did you ever make enough money, Lafayette, to buy a car?
No, I mean, I never did care for a car.
Okay, it's just your mother and daddy ever have a wagon, a new wagon, or can you remember anything special that they had?
Well, we always had a nice wagon because that's just the way it traveled.
Do you remember Pickens Cotton?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember how much you were paid?
Well, it's like what you could eat and this clothing I'm making.
All right, do you happen to remember how many cows that you owned, Lafayette?
Well, we probably had two or three cows. Most all farmers had their own milk cows because that's where they got the milk.
Do you remember working for anybody else in the field?
Yeah, I worked for, you remember the Grimes?
Yes.
I worked with them. You know, it was about 18 or 20 of those in a family.
Yeah. Did your brothers and sisters work on the farm too?
Yeah, all of us worked on the farm.
And you're all of, y'all tell me that Frankie ever.
No, he's the youngest one. He never did get either. He got in the wood cutting and that was getting out of life.
Can you remember the most cotton you ever chopped or pulled or anything for?
Well, I know it was a very good cotton pick. I never could pick enough to go to sleep all the time.
What kind of a house did you live in?
Oh, they was probably about 3-4 room house. They just farmhouse.
Yes. You
know, farmhouse.
Okay, you didn't have any, no log cabins or anything?
No, it wasn't electricity then when I...
So you didn't have electricity, you had outhouses?
Yeah, I had kerosene lights.
And did you have to chop wood?
Yes. Started with gross because the fellow mouth was about the cane to off.
Did your mother ever make any soap? You remember your mother making
soap? No, I think my grandmother made lye soap.
My grandmother did too. Did you ever help with the laundry?
Sure, I learned everything. I was washing your clothes.
Did you have a washing machine?
We had a washing board, mostly what most.
Yeah, that's right. And you helped your mother?
Yes, I did. Clean half water dishes. Cook, I mean, do anything.
Did you remember anything about butchering back in those days? Well, tell me a little bit about how you butchered.
Well, you used to pick a hog, you know, and you'd boil this water, heat it real hot.
Uh-huh.
And you put the lye in there, and then you put the hog down in there with the lye, you know.
And you stuck the hog?
Yeah, in the hot water, you know, and it got all the hair off.
I know, but you had to kill it first.
Yeah, you had to kill it and cut its throat.
Oh, did you ever do that?
I helped folks do it. I helped my folks do it.
You didn't pry?
Nah, you just creepy.
That's. And then after you got it in the lye water, what did you do?
And after you pull out, and then you think scrape all his hair off, and then you hang him up and let him, you know, cool out, you know.
How long did that take?
Probably 2 or 3 days. Because he'd be so cold, you know, they'd breathe. You let all that blood, you know, drift out.
Do you remember your mother rendering lard?
Yeah.
How did she do that, out in the open or in the
house? Yeah, you see a house, you know, you take that fat and then you cook it, you know, all in the grease and let it set. Then let it set, you know, it formed, you know, it cooled out.
And then she stored it in cans?
Yes.
Oh, all right. But do you remember anything that was special that your mother used to cook for you that you really liked?
Well, blackberry cobbler.
Two picks of blackberry.
Yeah, I picked blackberry.
Where did you find them? Out on your field?
Yeah, I mean, you find them out in farms around.
All right, what do you remember best about Bristow when you were a little boy?
Well, the most important time I used to come to town, you know, is when you pick cotton all week. And then you come to town, you ride, you see them gin the cotton. And then you'd eat a hamburger and get a coconut and spike it, because most of them, you wasn't used to that.
Well, well, tell me, what about your social life?
Well, we rode horses, swims.
Where did you swim?
We just swim in the creek.
Oh, in the creek? Which creek? Sand creeks, or?
We live out east of town. It was quite a little deep work. It was a little deep work, you know, runs through lots of quick.
Well, were you ever worried about the quicksand?
Nah, if you didn't worry about anything, you pissed extra feet.
How about Sandvers?
Oh, yeah, you get lucky of those, I think.
How often did you get to buy his shoes?
Well, most times he's both shoes in fall of the year, you know, when you get, you know, you get 2 pair of shoes, a works pair and a grist pair.
And where did you go to church, Lafayette?
I went to Baptist church. Where? It was that country called Jacksonville. You remember Mr. Jackson? He used to live down here, the town.
Yeah.
It was a Baptist church, and that's why the name is Jacksonville Church.
Do you remember who the minister was?
Reverend Hostry.
Reverend Toftree. Oh, I remember the Toftrees real well.
And he was another Reverend Morse. He'd freak you if he'd ride a bicycle. And
oh, my.
How did they took a $3. That was great. You know, that was a big, that was a big awesomeness.
You know, things that have changed, haven't they? Well, how about your social life out there in Lafayette? Did you all, did you have most of your social life with the church?
Or? Yeah, it was mostly church activity. And you played a little baseball, and you gained, and that's that kind.
Were you ever in jail, Lafayette?
Oh, yeah, once or twice.
What for?
Oh, yeah, everybody gets out and takes a drink, you know what I mean? That's for the growing up.
What did you think about the Jim Crow laws when we had segregation, Lafayette?
I knew that's very little problem. You know, they had it here in Richmond. And I think everybody makes his own segregation. My thing.
That's a nice way to think. But we have had, we haven't had many racial problems here in Richmond.
I started work at Richmond right when I was 15 years old in Beecham. And I had very little trouble about anybody at Richmond.
Yeah, you had lots of friends. Yes. In Lafayette. Yeah. Okay, can you think of anything that was especially hard for you, Lafayette, because you were black?
Well, no, I don't think it might as nothing. So if you know the last year I finished school, I took a chemical drawing. Yeah, you know, that was 1958 from 90.
Closed.
Was surgery, I mean, was integrated.
Integrated.
Well, I think sometimes, you know, I would say, you know, it would be embarrassing because I never did enforce myself. I mean,
I know, but have you found it difficult in any situation between the whites and the black? Did you feel resentful when you couldn't go swimming in the swimming pool and these kinds of friends?
No, I never was around.
And so it just didn't bother you. Did you do any kind of, well, let me go back up. Do you ever feel like your parents or your grandparents suffered because they were black?
I think back then, if they was qualified, they way harder. And some of them didn't have enough time to get educated.
And that was the greatest difficulty to getting an education. Did you ever, were you ever in the military, Lafayette?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, there's plenty else we need to find out about here. Let's see. What's the dress fashion that you think was the, maybe the best for you?
Well, I always wore boots and Levi's and overhaul, you know, when I was great. I was great, man.
And that's your favorite?
Yeah.
That's your favorite state. Do you remember any death storms at all, Lafayette?
No, I never was any death storms. That was way back. That's back in now.
In the 30s.
In the 30s. I wasn't born in 36.
Wow. So you missed all that. Well, I remember that. Do you remember any kind of, disaster that happened to you or your family?
Yep. Well, I remember one year that we was, I think we was getting the crop, we was on boating it out. We come back and our house completely marked down. And we just fall all the clothes, all the Christmas spread and everything. We come back to Holly.
And what happened after that?
Well, I was in a tornado. You know, when the tornado threw you?
Yes, I remember that. And that was in the 60s, wasn't
it? Yeah,
in
the 60s.
Well, did people befriend you and come and...
Yeah, everybody has this, I mean, up front.
And it all worked out. Yeah, it did.
The Red Cross have give us a house and everything.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say on the tape? Lafayette, this is going to be for... posterity. Now I'm going to put this tape in the library. It's going to have Lafayette Johnson's name on it. Can you think of anything you'd like to say?
Well, the most reach I had open heart surgery, you know what I'm saying? 1889. And went to Vipo for civil. Real bright, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, well, you enjoyed that surgery?
I enjoyed the visit after, you know, and the kindness.
Yeah. How
bad? And I think you can at least some life, you know.
Well,
when you got friends.
He's been a good friend to everybody.
That's right.
I'll never forget, Lafayette, when you tried to sell me that cream that made me beautiful. And you've done a little bit of everything.
I'll go for our baseball. I've made up.
Yes, you've helped a lot with the young people, haven't you?
Yeah.
And what suggestion would you make for the black people in our community today?
Is to work real hard, get an education, qualify.
Most important thing,
yeah.
All right, this is Wanda Newton and Lafayette Johnson signing off for November 28th, 1990.